video. Every web page seems unique, but one thing is common between all of them: the hypertext markup language, which works in the background to display those pages. You have to use HTML to create your web page, regardless of the type of content you intend to use. It is the force that keeps the content together and prevents your page from falling apart. HTML is a basic website building block, and all other content acts like supporting bricks. It is a must to have full mastery over HTML before moving on to more complex programming languages such as CSS and JavaScript. It is also pertinent to note that HTML5 web pages are simple text files. Text is a universal method of feeding data to computers and browsers. Anything you create using HTML5 or other versions on your personal computer, PC, will work equally well on Mac, Linux, and other operating systems. Hypertext. HTML contains special instructions which enables lines of text to point to information on the Internet. Such pointers are normally called hyperlinks, which are the lifeline of the World Wide Web. Without hyperlinks, there is no World Wide Web. Your web browser usually displays hyperlinks as blue underlined text. If they are clicked, the hyperlink will take you to another page on the Internet. HTML5. Now that you know what HTML is, it's time to come back to HTML5. The World Wide Web Consortium extended the charter of HTML5, which is the latest version of the standard and the fifth revision in total, to a full working draft on February 14, 2011. HTML5 enables you to create web applications that can interact with your local data and servers more easily than ever before. Additionally, it provides rich media support. Initially, the World Wide Web Consortium developed HTML5 to resolve compatibility issues which marred the previous version, HTML4. The major difference between all previous versions and HTML5 is that the latter does not require APIs and proprietary plugins, which were responsible for creating compatibility issues. On the contrary, HTML makes loading easier and ensures cross-browser compatibility by offering a common interface for all. HTML5 offers many features which can totally change the way users interact with the web. These features include, but are not limited to, new attributes, new parsing rules, lack of redundant elements and attributes, detailed rules for parsing, offline editing, ability to store a MySQL database using a common standard. This book concentrates only on new elements, tags, and entities found in HTML5. Creating a HTML5 document. Now it is time to create your first ever web page using HTML5. You can use any professional text editor such as Notepad++, Sublime Text, or Dreamweaver to edit HTML5. Let us begin. Open the text editor of your choice and write some HTML in it. Take a look at the example at http://www.linuxtrainingacademy.com/html5-companion and look for Chapter 1, Example 1. Remember that HTML5 documents always start with the left arrow, colon, doc type, HTML all in capitals, right arrow, which tells the web browser that this is indeed a HTML5 document. Now you have to save the file on your computer. To do so, go to File and then click Save As in your Editor's menu. Name the file index.html.